This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So Something Wild is when Chris
Martin from New Hampshire Audubon
and I, Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, talk about some of the interesting wildlife or natural occurrences in the state.
And we hope you learn something new and something wild along the way. Sometimes that's birds and bees.
Sometimes that's the flowers and the trees. But today we want to talk about that crazy little thing called love.
We're talking about biophilia, an idea popularized by American ecologist and philosopher E.O. Wilson, who suggested that humans have an instinctive bond to other living creatures, that we're innately attracted to nature. I have it.
I feel it too. And I think there's a higher rate of it among folks in this state than in other places in the country.
And it's particularly intense among people in our profession.
Undoubtedly. Over the years, we've spoken to ornithologists,
birds,
dendrologists,
trees,
meteorologists,
that's weather,
ichthyologists,
fish guys, a lot of different ologists. And we've noticed a theme among them when we've broached this topic of biophilia.
They were all bitten by this particular love bug at an early age.
So we call this periodic series First Bitten, when we talk to folks about how and when they first connected to the natural world. And our next contestant is...
I've always loved animals and nature.
Emily Preston, a wildlife biologist with the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department.
It's been a lifelong love for her, and she also remembers that very first spark.
When I was a child, my parents were involved with a lot of other people in the creation of the Squam Lakes Natural Science Center. And so I started hanging out there when it opened. And when I was 12, I started volunteering there. We were the first kid volunteers, and I got to do all sorts of cool things, help feed the animals, help hold animals during programs. You know, what is better for a kid than having a red-tailed hawk sitting on their fist? It was an amazing experience. I learned a ton, and I've been hanging out there ever since.
Emily said it was more than simply being around animals that sparked her biophilia. Learning about these creatures was just as important because, as she says,
you can't love something that you don't know anything about.
So, talking about hanging around Squam Lake, I spoke with Ian McLeod, who does a lot of that now as director of the Squam Lake Natural Science Center.
From an early age, I was fascinated by raptors.
But before he came to New Hampshire, he lived in Scotland.
And my mom and dad were taking my older brother and I around a lot of the sort of historic sites of Scotland. And then we stopped at this place called Lochgarten, which is the most famous osprey nest in Scotland. Ospreys had had a very checkered past in Scotland. They'd been wiped out by Victorian egg collectors. They had struggled to come back in the 1950s. And finally, a population started to sort of settle in parts of Scotland, but it was really because of this pair at Lochgarten. And I just remember, you know, walking down this trail in this beautiful pine wood, and they had these old sort of Second World War era binoculars and telescopes set up made of brass. And I remember looking through and just seeing this big pile of sticks. I had no idea what this was, this nest. And then all of a sudden somebody said, "Here comes the male." And everyone sort of rushed forward. And I remember sort of holding my ground to make sure that I could see through these binoculars. And all of a sudden this male osprey flew in with this glistening rainbow trout in his tail. I still see it to this day. I mean, I've spent thousands of hours watching ospreys, but I can still see that moment that I saw the first osprey. And these two chicks popped up in the nest because Dad had brought lunch. And I just was absolutely hooked. I thought, this is amazing. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And that was really when I became a birder and began, you know, that passion that's been my passion ever since.
So Ian and Emily are just a couple of the naturalists we've spoken to on this topic, and we've heard from many others.
And from more than a few listeners about their first bitten stories.
Check out some of the others we've collected on the Something Wild webpage at nhpr.org.
And while you're at it, you can post your own story in the comments.
Or post your story on Facebook, #FirstBitten. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
on the latest Outside In podcast.
I started convulsing or spasming on the ground, and I couldn't even sit up.
What if you could get rescued from anywhere on the planet?
You know, it's like, we're gonna die. Nope, we're gonna make it.
But what happens when not everyone gets the same chance to be saved?
The difficulty obviously rises when affluence gives one person a better chance of survival than another person.
Download Outside In on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.